Anne Ribley here, and I want to share with you this week's mantra. I trust as my miracles find me. There are two important questions that you can use to define and activate your miracles to find you. What do you need? Really need. Not kind of sort of need, like a real deal need. That's the first question. What do you need? Really need. And the second question is, next, is have you given that need a commitment to resolve? Because both of these defining questions activate the clarity for divine order to move towards supporting you with miraculous conditions. This is an important mantra because I just went through this exact process with getting a new home. My commitment was the date I had to move out. And that's a real need to have to find a new place. And what's interesting is that the home that I'm living in Santa Barbara County, I am renting it. And it came up for sale. It was a little smaller than what my family would need now at this time. So we declined on purchasing it. And then we made an expanding decision that we were going to move to the next valley over in our Santa Barbara County area. Now, what that meant was that commitment, because it was a better suit and match for my children as going up through high school, is it meant that the median price of home in that area triples, literally triples when we move over to that valley. Basically a one zip code over, but it is a 20 minute drive. And this commitment that we made when we knew that our house was up for sale and this commitment to move to that area, we were tested. We were tested in a lot of ways of how serious was that commitment in that expansion that we wanted to make. First, we had a house that was, friends that we knew that were up the street. It was a bigger home. Each of our kids would have had their own bedroom, and it was beautiful backyard, but it kept us still locked in the same area, and we were really wanting to expand into that other valley. So we were tested, like, oh, if we decline this, in that would have been a very nice home on a very beautiful piece of property. What if we don't find anything? You know, we just declined this really nice house, and that was at a, you know, totally within the price range we were looking for to spend for our, to rent. And so we declined, and my oldest was put into high school there because we have family over in that valley. And we made the commitment to have that be a need met, a commitment to move in that area. Well, my son started high school there, brand new, and immediately he started to integrate himself, make friends, got a part of the baseball program, pretty soon found out as a sophomore that he was going to be on varsity. I mean, really rising up and doing and thriving. I mean, so that commitment became sealed even stronger. No changing. I mean, we had to move to that valley. And here's something important to keep in mind is that this house that we're living in went up for sale at the time of in August, of the time of the super full moon in August, which is beginning of a huge shift of shifting from the old and into the new chapters. And this house sold within a week. It's a very nice home that we live in, and it sold immediately. And I kind of thought, oh, this is great. When we were given from the time it sold and the deal got finalized and went through inspection, we were given 60 days that we could find and relocate. It felt like a lot of time. It felt like, oh, this was going to be, we were just going to have all this ease and flow and we'd find a place and we'd just slide right in. Well, the market over there, especially with the median price being triple the amount of where we're at here, we would have still found another home easily and staying in the exact proximity of where we were at. However, with the median price being almost triple, the rentals, it's a whole different world, and it's very sparse, the rentals that are available there. to even be in certain price points, you can really spend a lot of money and get nothing, hardly nothing, nothing that would be something acceptable to me that my family would want to live in. But, you know, I just kept staying in this energy. And then there was, you know, all this talk that was going around in the community and around in this whole county is that the rental market is at a 99% filled capacity. And there is just definitely more demand for rentals than there is a supply. And because of that, it was very easy for a lot of conversation to circulate around anybody that was coming in and out of our circle of influence in our life about how hard it could be or what's out there or a lot of what I would call like disempowering conversations about us easily finding what we wanted. So pretty quickly, we found a home that was a possibility is what I would say. But we didn't get that feeling like, yes, this is right. This is it. It was in the price range we wanted. However, it needed a lot of work and had a little bit bigger piece of property. It needed some love that would have made we would have had to take down some wallpaper and do some painting. And on top of that, the master bedroom didn't have a bathtub in the master bathroom. And that was sort of a big deal for me. I wanted to have, you know, especially with my leg, I wanted to have a garden bathtub. I don't have that now, which I've always had previously. So I was really looking forward to getting back into a home that had a garden bathtub again. So that was sort of like on my wish list. But there sort of became, with that initial house that we saw that could have been a possibility, there just was a lot of little pieces like, that's not quite it. So we declined on that. And that one immediately got filled by somebody else. And then for the next 4 to 6 weeks, there was nothing on the market. And that led us to where I felt like, wow, we have over 60 days. We're going to have a pretty easy time kind of sliding in. We couldn't have asked for this move to go any better when our house went up for sale. It wasn't like we felt like we had 1 month and then we had to hurry up and find something within that month. I really felt like we were going to slide in. And as everybody kept asking, hey, have you found a place? Have you found a place? We were in Facebook groups and there was a lot of negativity talk about how, you know, everybody in this area turns all the homes into bed and to Airbnb places to make more money and how that's really hurt the rental market. A lot of different complaining would happen in those circles of searching. And I made a very deliberate decision. And I would even say that to Jack. We have to be very careful to not participate in any conversation that's going to take away from us calling forth exactly what's going to be right for our family. Other people's experiences do not have to be our own. And I'm a firm believer that everything in life, we are negotiating it with life. I'm not negotiating it with the rental market that exists there. I'm not negotiating it with this party or this person that we think we are. We are negotiating it with life, a higher order, a higher picture, a higher intelligence that I am a part of. And in that negotiation with that, everything that we hold our energy space to that is important and in integrity with and in connection with matters. So I told Jack, we got to be very careful when other people go to places in this conversation, it doesn't about what the market is. It doesn't have to be our experience. It's not going to be ours. And the words that I would speak came from a real place of trust because I did. It was a knowing. It was a trust within myself that we would not be put in this situation, be in this nice home that we're in right now, to then not evolve and move into what's next and best for us. And so when we were creating and telling people what our wish list was, you know, we definitely needed a three-bedroom home because I wanted each of my kids to have their own room. And plus we needed an office. And then as we were progressing, because that first home that we saw that was a possibility, it had an electric stovetop. And I'm really partial to a gas stovetop. I've not had an electric stovetop since I was like 21 years old in my very first apartment. So I love cooking on a gas stovetop, but you know, I didn't want to be, I didn't want to be too picky, but it was on my wish list, you know. But here was also what was on my wish list. And this was a silent prayer that I didn't tell anyone. It's what I said over and over again to myself for months, actually. Really wanted a writer's room. My ultimate dream is to have my own writer's studio that's like a separate little cool hacienda little place outside of my home on a beautiful piece of property. But my start is I'd like my own writer's room amidst having a working office that, you know, Jack and I can do work in, and my kids having their own room. But I felt like that was really far to be saying that on top of our initial wish list out loud. But I did keep it close to my heart. I did keep it real. And I surrendered it also with no attachment. So I said, you know, we needed at least a 3-bedroom with plus an office, which would make it sort of like a 4-bedroom. I wanted it fresh. I wanted it new. I wanted it granite countertops, and I wanted a garden bathtub, and I wanted, you know, a gas stovetop. And then secretly I wanted it big enough to have my own writer's room in there. And so lo and behold, there was a house that got listed. The pictures were sparse. There wasn't a lot that were in there. They weren't very flattering either to the house. Didn't necessarily think like, oh, this could be it easily. I didn't get that feeling like right away. I had other homes that I was very excited to see because the pictures displayed them great, only to find out it was like nothing like that when I got present to the place. So then another interesting thing happened. And this was now, you know, we're talking, we only had a couple of weeks to get moved, but we had that commitment, and every word I uttered and everything I believed in my heart was trusting that the miracle and things were going to work out with what was going to be exactly perfect for our family. So we found this home that was listed, and once they give you the address and we drove by it to take a look at the house, every single window was completely closed up. You could not see in it. So again, that was another aspect of it sort of being deceiving, that you really couldn't easily see the house. So I didn't even know if I wanted to go in and see the place or not. And my family who live in that same neighborhood, they kept saying, no, you got to go see the places. Those houses are really nice on the inside. I'm telling you, don't be deceived. It's a really nice place. So I listened to the whispers. And I went in and went into the home. Jack and I went in there, and it was like, wow, this is really nice. And then we started going through, and it wasn't listed this way. There were 5 bedrooms and 3 full baths in the whole house. And what that meant was there was an office, and then there was an office in one area, and then there was another 4 bedrooms in another area. So that meant everybody could get their own room. Jack and I could have a working office, and I could have my writer's room. And when we got there, it was a huge master bedroom that those pictures were not even posted on there. There was nothing that was posted in these initial pictures that made the house look glamorous, but it was really a beautiful, spacious, updated, nice home when we got there. So we left there, and Jack's like, I really think we need to go for it. So we started feeling this. And then our family member was like, you definitely need to. I don't think something better is going to come up. And it was like, wow, I could even have my own writer's room. So we began filling out the application. Now, this was the first home that, since our home went up for sale in August, that we even found that was strong enough to put an application on. And this application we put in, it was... in the second week of October, we put this application in on the home, and it was a little grueling. We went through a lot after we had filled in our application in order to get approved for the home, and different things that they needed, a lot of different criteria that they required. And then I got the official word that we got the home, went down there, right away because I didn't know. Everyone in our family was excited about it. Went down there and signed the papers for the house, gave our initial deposit into the place. And when she congratulated me, she said, "I know we have a reputation of being very hard to get a rental from." And she said, "That's because we do a combination of not only what's on paper, but the type of person that will be renting these homes. And we use a combination of that and the faith that we believe of them being good tenants." And I left there and I'm like, wow, I didn't get that memo that this was going to be a really hard process before I'd even went into it. I just kept trusting. I just stayed in that open place that what was right for our family was going to work itself out and find us. And I ran over and I'm like, said to my family member, "We got the place." And I go, "I had no idea that they were really hard. This rental company was really hard to get a home by." And she said, "I knew that. I didn't want to tell you. That's the reputation here. They're the hardest place to get a rental by." She's like, "Why do you think I was on pins and needles and sweating it every day until you guys got your approval?" And the miracle of the story is that in this place, when you hold the trust and you have a commitment to having that need met because it's real and it's good for you and it's good for your life, when you have that commitment and you step forward, your miracle will find you. And when I sat there afterwards and just contemplating all the pieces that came together that actually put us into that place, finding that place, and then the configuration of how closed down it was to not even easily see the place, how the pictures were not even very glamorous and put up. It was that house was divinely protected and sent just for our family. So here we got a home exactly with resolving a real need within the time that we needed. That was a perfect match for our family. It's in the area we want to be. We are close to family. We're in a wonderful new community that's in that area, in a beautiful, nice, updated home. My kids have their own room. We have a wonderful working office, and I have a writer's room, a master garden tub, and a beautiful and I wanted a walk-in closet too, because I don't have that in the current place that I'm at. And so I got that as well. So I want you to really introspect on something that's significant, that's important, and that's a real deal need. And then I want you to make a commitment to resolve that need so that you can call forth divine order to help support you in the process, because your miracle will find you. So I want you to breathe that into every place of your being, the mantra, "I trust as my miracles find me." And so in closing, I'd like to invite you to join the Soul Stamina Plan journey that is opening up, where if you want to strengthen that connection and the stamina of what your soul is yearning to emerge and manifest and create next for you, I promise you, miracles will happen. You will make miraculous impact, and the change that you desire right now will be synchronized and aligned for you. So be sure to sign up right away for those that are interested in joining on this Soul Stamina Plan, where you can create your signature Soul Stamina Plan here. This will be my last guided one for 2015. And get your magnetizing mantra that's personal to you, because I promise you, I'm excited to do this. I'm excited to do this for me because I know the miracles that take place in my own life as I strengthen and deepen that stamina of what my soul is here to be in rapport with and to create with. And so I want that for you too. And again, the mantra for this week, the mantra that I want you to call forth in your life. I trust as my miracles find me. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.